Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's guest is the sensational gospel artist, Miss Vicky Winans.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Miss Winans? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine. How are you, Angela?
I am okay. I just got through listening not too long ago to As Long As I Got King Jesus.
Oh, girl.
Very inspirational.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was on YouTube. When I went to your website, I saw now available, it said, Vicky Winans is the comedidonna.
Comediana?
Yeah. And it says hilarious and plug. Tell everyone, would you like to tell everyone about your funny side?
I think everyone probably knows. I did those DVDs for my homeless foundation, and so that I can help keep assisting the homeless. And so I went and did about 4 hours worth of comedy. They're really funny. They do well, and I send out a lot of people get a lot of orders because people need to laugh. We're going through a lot of hurting things in life, and people just need to laugh.
Yes,
that
is true. That is true. I know some of the listeners might not have known that you did, comedy. So.
Oh, yeah. They kind of know now, because, through Instagram, social media and stuff. And then I've been tons of comedy shows, and I've done a 60-city tour. So I think they kind of know.
Okay. You also did a theater play where you played a character named Grace Avery. I believe it was called Amazing Grace. Are you currently acting in this theater play, or is that just something that's in the past?
That's a script for a movie about a homeless woman who wins $1 million and comes back and starts building homes for the homeless. That's a movie that we've written, and we are pitching it. It's the greatest movie. It's like a comedy drama type situation. It's hilarious, but it's great. It's a feel good movie. It's a great movie. So, her name is Grace, and so we call the movie Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Okay, and she was homeless, I believe. Yes. I found something very fascinating. You have a business name. I hope I pronounced right. Vivian Incorporated?
Right. Yes, ma'am. That's my name. My real name is Vivian.
Your real name is Vivian? Okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Vivian.
Okay. I just want to know, do you really book hundreds of your own shows every year? I mean.
Do I really do what?
Book hundreds and hundreds of your own shows.
For years, for 20-something years. I've been on it 30 years. And I had 18 shows last month alone.
Oh, good.
And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And I mean, they branded me the hardest working woman. And back then, I didn't even understand, you know, what he was saying, but no, that's the truth. They, they call me the hardest working woman. So, and I've been doing it, and it's a blessing. It's just really been a blessing.
Okay. So you, so that's amazing to me, how you do that on your own. You know, it's you have your own record label too, and you also get your own shows. I think that's fantastic, and it must keep you very busy.
I'm busy. Oh God, busy ain't even a word. I'm super busy.
I believe that. So your record label, would you like to talk about it and your hit single, Release It?
Release It?
Yes.
The record label, I named the record label behind the death of my daughter. I had a daughter whose name was Destiny, who I was going to name Destiny Joy Winans, but she passed away at birth. And so I took the name and I named my record company Destiny Joy Records.
Okay.
So
right.
That's how that was with her name.
Okay. I know that, sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Uh-oh, I don't know why it's doing this. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry about this, Ms. Wine. That's your song playing. I apologize. Okay, all right. Sorry about that. I clicked on something, your song started playing. Okay, so we were talking about your record company and everything, and I apologize for that. So who directed your single Release It? Ms. Wani?
Hello?
Hello? I was asking
you
who directed...
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I said, who directed your hit single, single release it?
I did, myself, along with, I can't think of his name. It's, you know, that's crazy. It's on the video. It's a release. It's on there. But I came up with the story. Yeah, I've got to come up with the storyline for all my videos.
Okay. I was looking at something on Facebook. Aren't you going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, to receive an award?
When?
Oh, okay. Well, that's what. Well, really, was what I thought. Either you were going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, speaking, or you were going to receive an award of some type.
Okay, I just don't know the date right off the top of my head. Did you see the date?
Okay. All right.
You remember seeing the date? I don't remember the scene. I know I'm coming, but I just don't know what date.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, do you write your own songs?
No, I'm not too much of a writer. I just put my input in there, but my songs write, and then I get songs from different writers, you know, that do songs, and I just got all my songs together for my new CD I'm going to start on. Well, I've already started on a single, so I'm just trying to get that finished. And it's a lot. I'm doing a lot.
Yes, you're doing a lot. But I know that you have two sons, and it seems like they're following in your footsteps and their dad's footsteps, acting and things like that. Okay. All right. So are they a big help to you?
Oh God, yes. Anything I want. One lives in New York and one's in California, and I'm in Michigan, so I'm right in the middle of both of them. And anything, you got to do anything, the writing, my oldest son just wrote me, oh, my God, the song he wrote was just crazy. So off of the new CD. So I'm working on it, and we're going to get it done and put it out there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's wonderful. You're a grandmother, too.
I got about 5 or 6 grandchildren. 6 or 6.
Yes. You seem to have a very You can have a very
okay, go ahead.
Okay. You seem to have a very fulfilling life. I mean, a whole life, a fulfilling life. Like, you know, God has really just blessed you. And it comes through in your songs and music, that happiness and that beautiful smile.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
But it's the truth. I'm not just, you know, playing up. It's really, you have a beautiful smile. You have a beautiful voice. And from what I can tell, you know, you're a business extraordinaire, too. I mean, you do your own bookings, hundreds and hundreds of shows, and you're just a self-made businesswoman.
You know what? Because I want to. It's because I really do just want to be good at what I do. And so, you know, my mom and I didn't get to go to college. I had a family with a lot of kids. We didn't get to go to college. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm just so excited that the Lord, you know, you just put your head to it and ask God to bless you and, you know, go ahead and get done what you got to get done. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nothing wrong with that. That's some good advice, too, for anyone listening. Ms. Myers, what are you doing now? I mean, I know you're booking hundreds and hundreds of shows, but if someone, the people in the listening audience want to go see a concert or something, where would you be next?
If they want to go see what, honey?
If the people listening want to go to a concert, where would they go to see you? In which city or state?
I'm on my way to Greensboro, North Carolina. And good Lord, I just don't have it with me. Let me see. I'm going to Greensboro this weekend and also to Chicago, Dayton, somewhere like that. And then next week, I don't know what it is right now, but I got a lot of shows coming up.
Okay. All right. So you're very busy. I was lucky to get this interview with you.
Oh, you should. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you. And I just want one of the listeners popped up on a message that comes up on the website. It says, are you going to release another CD in the near future? That's what they want to know.
This year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might you heard that.
Uh-huh. I'm working on it right now. Oh, my God.
Working on it right now. Okay. All right. Well, you said 15 minutes. Remember you said only 15 minutes.
I am literally on my way out of the door.
Okay. All right. Well, I think
that came in for some meetings, and so I'm getting ready to go and get down with the meeting so I can get them back to the hotel.
Okay. Well, Ms. Wines, God bless you. And thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you. Well, everybody says that, but I love you too, Ms. Wine.
Okay,
great. God bless you.
God bless. All right, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, listeners, you just got to listen to Ms. Vicky Wines, the beautiful, fabulous, inspirational gospel singing Vicky Wines. You heard her say she was going to be in North Carolina. She didn't have the exact paper before her, but I guess you go to a website maybe and find it. I also want to say, for those of you who have the heart to do so and the time to do so, I want to talk about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is an organization that helps families not to be homeless. And if any of you want to contribute to this organization that's helping people not be homeless and things like helping veterans, just all sorts of things, the Wright organization is. And Ms. Wright is really a great person, too. She's helped a lot of people. And those of you who want to be a partner in faith with her, her website is www.wright, that's how she spells Wright, foundation.com, the Wright Foundation.com. And go to the website and find out all the information you need. So Miss Wright, as I was going to say, is not doesn't consider what she's doing a handout, and neither do the people who are getting her help. It's not a hand that's a hand up. So she doesn't consider it a charity of any sort, and neither do I. She's really a great person. And, again, if you're interested in the Wright Foundation, go to www.thewrightfoundation.com. All right, listeners, tomorrow we'll have on the show Miss Yolanda, yes, the gospel singer. She'll be on Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I'm looking forward to having her. So those of you who have time, check the show out. It'll be on at 9:05 a.m., and, of course, don't forget Miss Vicky Winer. She's really a great person, and I consider it a blessing that she even came on my show. All right, everyone, have a good night. God bless. Bye.